In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, sometimes when you get together with friends, you often recall favorite stories from the past. You know, you remember when such and such happened, and then the story begins, and you retell the story. Well, the gospel story for today is, in one sense, an old favorite story about Jesus and his disciples that is told over and over again. There are some stories in the gospel that are related only one time in the gospels, like the story of the Good Samaritan, just one time. The story of the prodigal son, just one time. The story of the sheep and the goats, just one time. These are all well-known stories from the New Testament, and they are all important, if you will, no matter if it's just mentioned once or many times. Certain things stayed in the minds of each of the gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and they each recorded them down in the gospel that they wrote. The story we hear today of the five loaves and the two fish that fed over 5,000 is told, though, not just once, not twice, not three times. It was so imprinted on the minds of each of the gospel writers that it appears in all four gospels. Each of them may have a small detail that they recorded just by that particular gospel writer, but the overall full story is laid out in each of the four gospel writings. All of the recounting of Jesus' miracles, as I said, are important, but this one is particularly important to us today. Jesus had already been performing some miracles, which attested that he was from God. In one sense, it was a popular time for Jesus. Jesus had healed people of their diseases, and he had taught. And his name was becoming pretty widespread. People would gather to hear him preach, to see the miracles, to hear the hope that he was bringing. But this also became, at this point in time, a tragedy time. According to the Gospel of Matthew, John the Baptist had just been beheaded. The disciples had just buried John and come to tell Jesus what had happened. John the Baptist was one of the greatest moral forces, the great spiritual force, the greatest prophet Israel had had for hundreds of years. He was the person that many were looking forward to learn eagerly more about what God had planned. And now he was just killed by King Herod. Many were stunned by this tragedy, by this loss, including Jesus, who had been baptized by John, and he was close to John. It is understandable that Jesus, in his humanity, just wanted to get away by himself to grieve, to pray, to remember John. St. Matthew writes that when Jesus heard about John's death, he departed by boat to a deserted place. At least, that was his intent. He got into a boat. He sailed across Lake Galilee to a remote point in order to get away from the massive crowds who were following him. But the crowds saw him get in the boat. The crowds saw him crossing over the lake. They saw where he was headed. They just went along the edge of the lake, following the boat, keeping an eye on him. And when Jesus landed, there were thousands of people already there where he landed. What was Jesus' reaction to these thousands who had shown up that he thought he was taking some time away from? Was he irritated? Was he angry? Did he feel imposed upon? That's not what we read. Jesus, it is written of St. Matthew and the others, was moved with compassion for them. They were like sheep without a shepherd. These are people there in need of spiritual feeding for their spiritual hungers. their healing of physical infirmities. So what did Jesus do? He taught them, and he healed them. The day quickly passed, and then it got to be kind of late in the day. And one of the disciples said, Lord, we're in a deserted place here. And it was kind of like, but knew you wanted to get alone somewhere, but we've got lots of people here now, and we're in a deserted place. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy food. And John's recording this event. Jesus even says to Philip, how are we going to buy bread so the people can eat? Now, Jesus said this, it's recorded, to test Philip, because Jesus already knew what he was going to do to feed the 5,000. Philip replied, and this is to show the magnitude of it, it would take more than 200 denarii, which was more than 200 days of typical wages. And even that wouldn't be enough to properly feed all these people. So Jesus then told the disciples to look around, see what they could find. Andrew found a young boy with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He brought the boy, the fish, and the loaves to Jesus. And the boy presented to Jesus what he had. Jesus asked then everyone to be seated out of the green grass and into groups, into small groups. He took the bread. He looked up into heaven. He gave thanks. He broke it. He gave it to his disciples, who gave it to the crowds. And everyone there ate. Everyone. They were all satisfied. And when it was all said and done, how many baskets? There were 12 baskets of what was left over from the breaking of this bread and fish. The number who ate were 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. There were a lot of people there. We would find recording in the Gospels of Matthew and Mark that later Jesus performed a similar miracle that fed 4,000 from 7 loaves and a few little fish. This is something that Jesus did more than once. And yet, a little later, after that, Jesus has to remind the disciples of these two miracles. They were getting worried about whether they would have bread to eat. And he says to them, do you not yet understand? Do you not remember the 5 loaves that fed the 5,000? And how many baskets did you take up? And you saw the feeding of the 4,000 and 7 baskets of bread which were left over. Don't you get it about the abundance and generosity of God? Don't you get it that God's going to do much more for you than you can even think if you just offer what you have? Don't you get it after you've personally seen these miracles? And that story about the feeding of the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, that story kind of captures the essence of everybody who was involved, from the small boy to the disciples to Jesus to the people that were there. That's why this story gets told over and over again. It captures the very essence of Jesus as the wondrous Son of God. And his compassion. I mean, that's what struck Jesus when he saw these people who had followed him. His compassion for them, in spite of what he was intending to do. It captures the very essence of God's love. His abundant generosity and grace. Baskets of food left over. More than abundantly supplied their needs. It captures also, interestingly enough, the essence of the disciples at this point in time. Now, this was before the resurrection, before the coming of the Holy Spirit. They were still disciples in training who don't get it yet. Even after they've seen firsthand God's miraculous work. And this story is a reminder to us who we so easily forget what God has done for us, how he has done things over and over again for us. We forget how he's provided in the past, and therefore he's going to provide for us now and in the future. How God can do a lot with very little. We sometimes feel like we have very little spiritually, but that is the center of the story. Don't get sidetracked focusing on how Jesus did the miracle itself. He was God. He did it. The heart of the story that causes this to be told over and over and over again is the little boy who brought his meager gifts to Jesus, his five loaves, his two fish, and look what God did with that, the mighty miracle that he did. God wants us to do the same, that we bring our meager gifts to God, our five loaves, our two fish, our ordinary talents, the little that we have, the little time that we have. We bring the simplicity of just who we are. And we look at the mighty miracles that God can do if we would just offer those to him. Now this little boy, he surrendered his meager gifts to God. That's what he had brought for himself to eat that day. He surrendered that to Christ. At the heart of this story is the implied invitation for us to surrender what we have, our little gifts, and then see what mighty miracles God will do with that. Now, remember, too, that this is what this little boy had at this particular time and place. It was not spanning a long period of time. It was that immediate need right there. The things that we have to offer that is needed may be needed at a particular time and place that we find ourselves in. We may be able to only offer a few minutes of our time to console somebody. We may only be able to help someone, perhaps in a small way. God multiplies those small things. It may be a small physical gift like the five loaves and two fish. It may be that small gift of time that we're being available for someone. But that's what God wants from us, to surrender what we have to help others. The miracles of the feeding of the 5,000 and 4,000 are also a foreshadowing, an image of the miracle that God performs at the divine liturgy every time. The body and blood of Christ is multiplied, is distributed to all who come to partake. Everyone here, everyone throughout the United States, everyone throughout the world, every time the divine liturgy is celebrated, Christ multiplies that body and blood to feed. And what do we bring to this Eucharist? We come forward, like the little boy did. We present ourselves and what we have to the Lord. That's our part in the Eucharist, the coming forward to partake the body and blood of the Lord, but also to present ourselves unto him. So as we hear about this boy with the five loaves and two fish, how Jesus used it to feed over 5,000, that was just the head count of the men, begin to think, how can God use me this week to bring his grace and mercy to God and to others? It may be small things that we do this week, whether it be at the workplace, home, maybe out shopping, when we go back to school, visiting with others, wherever we may be. We just make ourselves available, be alert to what God has around us, to those around us as he guides us in our day-to-day lives. Just tell God that you're available. Offer to him whatever little you have, and he will multiply those blessings to give grace to others. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Thank you.